This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
You can't have a game of sport without one of these blokes, you know, yep. or ladies. But on the line, we have got Rowan Tattersalls, the head of Cairns AFL umpires. Tats, welcome to Fab FM and the Friday Afternoon Sport Show.
Good afternoon, boys. How are you?
Oh, very well, very well. Rowan, great to have you on the show. Now, before we get into some serious stuff, a great man next to me here, Double O, he's an umpire in the AFL Cairns. Umpires reserves. Any chance... he can actually get up and umpire a senior game? Has he got it in him? Is he just not quite good enough? You tell me.
He's got plenty in him, and mainly pies and sausage rolls. And that's,
the that's exactly what I thought.
You have to get out of the centre square if you're going to umpire a seniors, mate, and I can't do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, no, Dave, I would have a good crack at it, I reckon. There's no doubt about that. He's got what it takes.
I agree with that. I'm just stirring him up.
Hey, Tats, let's get into the heavy stuff, mate. This weekend, this weekend, Port Douglas Crocs take on South Cairns. You are in the three umpires that are officiating this game. How do you see the game going, mate? Like, I don't want you to give me who's going to win, who's going to lose, but how do you think the game's going to be played?
Oh, it'll be a tough physical game. There's no doubt about that, and I think that's fantastic. That's how it should be.
Yeah,
I think both teams are big and strong, and they're going to go hard at it. And I think there'll be, especially early on, there'll be plenty of physical pressure, and you know, one team trying to take the ascendancy over the other, and it'll be on. It'll be a great contest to get going, and obviously it'll settle down after that. But I think the first bit will be. It'll be great entertainment.
As a combination of umpires out there leading into a grand final, I mean, how do you prepare for it? Do you get together? Do you discuss some fundamentals that you want to kind of go through and get right? Just take the listeners through a bit of an idea of how the umpires prepare for the biggest game of the year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest, we've been preparing it since March. All cliches aside, but... Yeah. But you know, we tried all throughout the season. We're trying to improve and iron out the wrinkles and the creases, and get our game at this end of the year to a point where it's going to be on point, which I suppose is not uncommon to a football club, really.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But we do talk about how we're going to umpire the game, and basically that's a lead up of the last few months, and we just want to. As umpires, we just want the guys to play footy, and we'd love to be out there just to blow the whistle for marks and signaling all clear, you know. So, we just want to let the play flow and unfold and let them take control of the game. You know, at the end of the day, it's really up to the players how the game's umpired.
Yeah. A lot of people say that the crowd has a big influence over umpires, especially home and away games where it might be, let's say, Geelong versus, you know, South Sydney. Yeah. They're playing in Geelong and they say the crowd has an influence over the umpires. I think that's a fallacy for myself. What do you think about this?
No, I totally agree with you. And, umpiring, even in Cairns, I mean, we don't have the crowds that you were just talking about down south end, but there is a bit of noise at times. But really, you're so focused on what you're doing and you're concentrating on what you're doing. You hear noise, but you don't actually hear what they're saying most of the time. It's just, you know, you're just umpiring on instinct and as I said, you hear that noise, but nothing sways you one way or the other, personally speaking.
It's not dissimilar to playing. Is it? It's the same as the players. A lot of players that have played in front of big crowds say the same thing, that you're just worrying about the next decision, the next contest, and in umpiring, you're exactly the same. You're just trying to follow the play and play it on its merits. So
Exactly right.
And as you said, Tats, it's on instinct and players. I think players make great umpires as well. You have a look at one of the umpires that it's going to be officiating this grand final, Jeff Pemberton, who won the golden whistle he was the Cairns umpire of the year.
Yeah.
He played for South Cairns.
Yeah.
He represented Cairns. I think he also was in the Queensland country team.
Yeah.
And I think he also was an all-Australian country player as well. So
we've got a
quality player who's now turned his field into umpiring. Mm. And, he's excellent. And it is all about that...
bit of game sense.
Or, yeah, exactly. Being at the right place.
Yeah, that's exactly right, boys. You know what? And they do make ex-players do make the best umpires because they've got a feel for the game.
Yeah,
you know, everyone. You know, we can all learn the rules, but until you've got a feel for the game and you can umpire the game not only by the rules but by the spirit of the game.
Yeah,
I think that's a massive difference. And someone who's played football, and especially someone who's played a lot of games like Pembo and like yourself too, Dave. You do get that feel for the game when you're out there and you can, umpire accordingly. And I think that's how the players like it. I think that's how the spectators like it. You know, they don't want every little ticky-touch free kick. They want the free kicks paid that are obvious and that impact on the flow of the game and everything else. Let's just let them play footy.
Yeah. Speaking of the spirit of the game, while I've got you on, Rowan, I did want to ask you, last week in the Brisbane... GWS final, there was that incident with Charlie Cameron who got injured, elbow, and the GWS player was kind of knocking him, and the umpire has told him, if you keep doing that, it's against the spirit of the game, and I'll pay you a free kick, which, personally, I thought that was great umpiring, because I should ask you your opinion on that, but I thought it was good umpiring, because if the mics weren't on it, that stuff's going around, and you tell me if I'm wrong, and double O yourself as an umpire, that's the kind of stuff you're saying to players during the game anyway, aren't you? Like giving him a warning, you do it again, I'll pay a free kick.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you go through your processes like that. You don't just, you know, instantaneously pull out a free kick or a 50 or a card or whatever the case might be. You go through your processes and you say, hey, listen, that's enough, that's not on.
Yeah.
If they do it again, well, then you go to the next step, and that's probably a free kick, and you just go through your processes like that. But I think that's very proactive umpiring. It's not getting over exuberant about a situation. It's just having a cool head and saying, hey, listen, that's not on. Put your head in. Let's move on. Yeah.
And I think that the commentators in that instance were totally wrong and had the totally wrong look about it. And if they go to the rule book, there is a rule in there that you are not allowed to attack an injured player.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to target that. It is a free kick. And he was warning him.
Yeah. And secondary to that, Double O, it was good umpiring. It was actually really good umpiring. He's like, I'm saying this. This is what I think. If you keep doing that, I will pay a free kick. That's how umpires should officiate the game. So
that's right.
It was spot on.
And if he does go and do it again and gets a free kick, well, you can just say, hey, you were told, you know, like...
Exactly.
You know, yeah. No, I think it was great.
We're on the phone at the moment interviewing head of the Cairns AFL umpires and also an officiator of the Cairns Grand Final for the seniors, Rowan Tattersalls, and a big thanks to Rattle and Hum. Now, Tats, the celebrations for umpires after the... like you have a grand final and either a team wins or loses. The losers get drunk. The winners get drunk. The umpires, how do they celebrate after a grand final?
They get drunk.
Doubt about it. Dave, we're just like another footy club in all aspects. Like we're perceived as, you know, guys, individuals that come out and officiate the game and then go home. But realistically, you know, on most Saturdays after the games, we meet somewhere and we have a few beers and we have our social events during the year. And, you know, we'll have our we'll have a big night after the grand final tomorrow, and we'll have Silly Sunday and all that sort of stuff. We just enjoy football. We're just people involved in the game, same as players and anyone else that just love the game and love the social aspect of it as well. And I think it's great. It just galvanises the group in a job that can be at times pretty difficult and pretty demanding. And it just, you know, galvanises the group being able to get together and have that social aspect of it. We have our, you know, we have our presentation and awards night, and that's just a lot of fun, and you know, just getting together and celebrating the year, and just, you know, mucking around and just you know, loving who we are as a group and loving being involved in the game.
Look, talking about the presentation night for the umpires. For anyone who doesn't know Rowan, he has a very, very
I've heard a good story about
big similarity to Russell Coit.
Outback adventurer.
The outback adventurer. And,
back on the road.
And Russell Coit actually entertained us last year at the umpire's presentation. And do you know what? Like, you as a character and also the other umpires as personalities, that's what I think really adheres to the players, is that you have a personality. It's not just cut and dry. You can talk to players on the field, off the field. And, mate, I think since you've been involved with the umpiring has just gone in the personality stakes from zero to hero, because there is character in umpiring.
Mm. Oh, appreciate that, mate. And I think there has to be. I think there has to be. You know, you don't want to be all rigid and just the fun police and all that sort of thing. You know, even on the ground when you're making the tough decisions, you can still be personable, and you can still, still talk to the players as a normal human being and likewise. And in saying that too, when you stuff up and make a bad call or whatever, you know, at the right opportunity, you know, I'm the first one to go to a player and say, hey, listen, sorry about that. I've completely mucked up. And usually it's just a pat on the shoulder and says, yeah, no worries, mate. And we move on. So it's all about just being personable on and off the field, I believe.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. Look, we're speaking to Rowan Tattersall, the head of the AFL Cairns umpiring. We're going to have to let you go, mate, but best of luck tomorrow in the big grand final. Is going to be fantastic. We're all going to be down there. We're hoping a Port Douglas win. So if you want to look after them, go for it, mate.
You can't say that. You can't say that, yeah, mate.
No, thanks so much for coming on the show, mate. It's been a great insight into the umpiring fraternity and the way you prepare for the game. So I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, boys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow, Tats.
And as producer, I want to apologise for what they have just said to you. I apologise.
No, it wasn't
that.
They. It was just Mars. It was just Mars. Sorry. It wasn't me.
Mars.
Jeez. Trying to bribe an umpire on live radio, mate.
I'm not playing.
No wonder you're bloody barrack for Collingwood. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more sport after this. You're listening to Fab FM.